Macho Madness right now. Sugar is sweet and so is honey. Macho Madness is on a roll and it can't be stopped. No, unbelievable. Time distortion. Space is the place. Me and Gene Okerlund go down that lonesome highway. Yeah, but don't be hypnotized. No, reincarnation doesn't have to be. You can concentrate and you can mental telepathy. Yeah,
but the beat goes on.
But the beat goes on.
Yes, the beat goes on, and the beat goes on, and the beat goes on. You are listening to WFMU. My name is Paul Bruno. We are just about at the end of my program. We just heard from Rational Animals with Guess What? Crunch from their 2011 album, Bach Rock Parade. Part of that, Husker Du with The Biggest Lie from Zen Arcade from 1984. I will sometimes be asked, what's the best hardcore record? And the answer is Side 2 of Zen Arcade. I mean, come on. All right, maybe it's, you know, really it's probably the first Negative Approach EP, but, you know, I'll put up Side 2 of Zen Arcade against any hardcore release. Speaking of which, at the top we heard from Medicinal with Beating a Dead Horse from their new album Buildings Abandoned. Catch them live on Buried in the Backseat with Maddie No Times this Thursday, April 20th, sometime between 3 a.m. and 6 a.m. And you can always listen to the archives if you are not awake at that time. So, that is it for me. It is my job to tell you that you are listening to WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, in New York City, Rockin' County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Thank you all for listening. And I'll see you all next week. Until then, stay safe, stay healthy, and stay tuned to WFMU with a special live radio row from Monty Hall, hosted by Jonathan Horrig, with live guests, Invisible Sisters, coming up right now. Thanks, everyone.
Due to the nature of this material, the sound quality is gritty and rough. However, everything you are about to hear is absolutely real.
This is only the beginning.
Anyone with a taste for adult entertainment, come a little closer.
Transmission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, in.
The truest words was from Nietzsche when he said that any man who knows too much can't fit in anywhere. And that's the curse of awareness.
The sticky trail and the pathway on the shell, sand or glitter, the brilliance of a false light, triple crown facial, half off on Groupon. Bank of America asks, what would you like? Uneasy green aura warps the reflecting pond. Sky observers congregate. What ripens in a desert state? Time passes. A cell phone chimes. What begins with in a dream is really reality. For self-hypnosis, call 1-800. What am I doing now? What am I doing now? Aerial view to make the earth a better place to live with you. The greatest gift you can give someone is the purity of your attention.
Thank you. Hello, and welcome to this week's special edition of Radio Row. My name's Jonathan Herweg. I am pleased to introduce to you Invisible Scissors, and if you have had not the privilege of seeing their Sonic Alchemy live, I think you're in for a treat, and if you have, well then, you know that you're in for something good. This is not the first time we've met. They've played on my show before, and I'm not going to blather too much. I'm just going to let them go right into their set, and then we'll have a short conversation about their setup, how they make this very ethereal and unique music you're about to hear. So without further ado, Invisible Scissors, ladies and gentlemen.
Down into the ground.
falling out of my head. Worms coming up out of thank you.
Well, thank you both for that amazing set of music. Can you hear me? Sorry, I turned on the bed music here. Hey, that was amazing. So what you just heard is Invisible Scissors, Sarah Halpern and Rachel Guma. You guys have played on the set before, and I described your music as minimal, but this is a little more complex setup than the last time that you were here. So do you want to maybe talk about this? I feel like I'm going to ask you questions, and we might have more questions than answers or at the end of this, because I don't understand some of what's happening up here. And I'm glad there's an audience here to see it, because I feel like just listening to it doesn't really do it justice. There's a performance art aspect to it almost. So I love that about it, too. So tell me everything. How'd you guys meet? Why the name Invisible Scissors? Start talking.
Okay. Rachel and I met because we were both working at Anthology Film Archives in New York City. And then we started working collaboratively together with a bunch of other people that also worked there at the same time, and we were this kind of like film club, and we would meet late at night and show each other stuff that we were working on, and then eventually we started working together as like a performance group. And
actually, shout out to Bradley Arrows, who was having a birthday party, and he was like, his birthday parties are performative. Like, you know, you come and you give him a gift of performance. And Sarah was like, hey, Rachel, you want to like do something for Bradley's show / birthday? And I was like, sure, that sounds fun. Not knowing what kind of madness we were getting into.
Yeah, that was our first performance as a band.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then it took a long time for us to find our name. But then Sarah was doing some digging and...
Well, we were initially talking about trying... Because we come from this kind of like performance based on... like visual art, and then we were moving into something that was more strictly sound. We were talking about trying to find a name that was like a description of an object, but that you couldn't actually visualize. And we kind of threw around a bunch of different things that were like a little like not quite right, and then I was leafing through a book of magic tricks, and there was one called the Invisible Scissors Trick, and we were like, that's it. Also because it's kind of like weird to in your mouth when you say it, so it's good. And then also just because of all, like, I don't know, there's like a kind of a film editing thing, I don't know.
Yeah,
so it seemed perfect.
So just to describe your setup for the people at home, so we have, I don't even know what some of this stuff is, so you're going to have to help me. So there's a theremin over here, right? And then you've got two amplifiers that are facing each other, and are they, there's an analog telephone.
Yep.
Yeah.
Which I don't know why, so that's a question. There's something with an antenna here, that, and then there's, what is that, you're scraping something? There's a scraper?
Yeah. So we do have two theremins. We have one...
So they're both theremins?
Well, no. Actually, the one that you're describing is a sound box, and it has contact mics in it, and then it has a sandpaper, and it has a kalimba, and springs, and also this antenna... that when you use a bow, so I was using a violin bow, and you can make sounds with that. So that's the second antenna. The first antenna is a theremin Etherwave Plus. And then I also have a stylophone theremin, which I'll be playing later, which...
That's this white thing over here?
That's the Etherwave Plus. This is the stylophone.
Okay.
Theremin. And then there's like a suitcase full of
Electronics.
Electronics stuff. And the another shout out to Larry Seven, our friend, who converted the phone into a microphone. And so it is picking up for the first piece. The only thing you were hearing was feedback on my end. It was Sarah's guitar, vocals, and the feedback from her amp to my amp.
Okay, interesting. So the first time you played on my show, the phone was doing something different. It was that it was getting like the analog click, 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 click.
Yeah.
That doesn't seem to be happening anymore. And maybe that's, who knows, maybe that's coming, I don't know. Which I thought was like, that was the percussive part of your, almost the percussive part of your performance.
Uh-huh.
And then also this, is that a, were you holding a leaf? What is that?
Yeah, for autumn.
For leaves. All, right. So
but I couldn't, that leaf is from the fall, so.
when the leaves fall.
Yeah, right. So I need a new leaf.
So you have to wait.
There's like
you
very
have to,
little
you
leaf
may have
left.
To wait until the next season.
Who yeah, knows, wait right? till the yeah. next season.
It's a seasonal performance. I like that.
Yes.
Well, so let me just say that this is these are works that are coming out on a forthcoming release of yours called Worms Coming Out of the Ground on Topos Press, correct? Yeah, am I
yep.
right about that?
Yep.
Good. And are you playing any other performances around the area, the city, anywhere? Nothing?
We
anything
are.
Anything planned?
We're next Saturday,
mm-hmm.
We're doing like an expanded cinema thing, a performance, actually part of the Prismatic Ground Film Festival. It's going to be at the beginning of a shorts program at 5:45 at Anthology.
We like our 5 o'clock shows.
Yeah, yeah. We only play in the 5 o'clock hour.
I love that. Yeah. I don't stay up past like 9:30. Really,
so myself, this is perfect.
Except to do my radio show, which I have to do later.
Yeah.
That's the only thing I stay up for.
Yep.
Well, I loved your set. Sarah, I was going to say about your lyrics seem sort of very... I don't know if this... I don't want to offend you, but to me, they seem like opaque but also deeply personal. So there's mm-hmm. like there's room for interpretation, but then they're also very specific to you, some experience of your life, right?
Yeah, so this is something that I kind of think about with all kinds of different creative work, where I want it to be very, very personal to me, but I also want it to be open-ended enough that people can imagine it for themselves or insert themselves into it. So when I write lyrics, I write a lot more, and then I kind of eliminate until it gets to the most essential part so that there's room for other people when they hear it.
Right. I was thinking that there's universal themes in there, you know,
yeah.
like longing or like missing somebody and all that kind of stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
You mission accomplished.
Good.
Fantastic. So you guys are going to play another piece for us?
Yeah.
Do you want to tell us about it before you go into it, or you just want to do it?
I don't know. Maybe we could just do it.
Yeah,
but one thing I should say is that the tape is coming out in mid-June.
Okay.
On June 18th.
I look forward to it. And you have a band camp?
We have a band camp. That's right.
Great. Is that the best way to purchase this release that's coming out?
It is. Or you can go to Topos Bookstore in Queens.
Oh, nice.
And buy the tape in store.
I highly recommend
the
brick and mortar shopping experience.
Yes.
And we also have at Topos 2. We have a show coming up. That'll be our record, our release, our cassette release.
Great.
Yeah. On the 21st.
Yeah.
June 21st, yeah.
All right. I look forward to it. I'll try to make it. All right. I'll let you guys do your thing. Is there anything else you want to say before we do this?
Just thank you so much.
Thank you for coming. And thank you for the audience here in Monty Hall. And let's hear some more music, shall we?
A monster, a monster. Wants to live forever. Forever.
Thank you.
The sun makes time. The sun.
Thank my special guest, Invisible Scissors. This has been a live performance here on Radio Row. My name's still Jonathan Herwig. I want to thank everybody who made this possible, Ruth Hayduck, Matt Clark for engineering, Jeremy B., who's board opping upstairs, all the volunteers, and the audience for coming to see this amazing performance. I hope you enjoyed it. I certainly did. Worms Are Coming From the Ground? Is that the title? Worms Are Coming From the Ground?
Worms Coming Out of the Ground.
Worms Coming Out of the Ground.
Yeah.
June 21st?
June 21st.
All right.
Is the show.
The show.
Comes out on the 18th, yeah.
All right. Well, thank you guys so much for coming. This was really such a treat, and I appreciate it. And so, and thanks
thank
for
you for having us.
For showing
thank
up
Thank you, WFMU.
Yeah. Yes.
You've been listening to WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. I'll see you out with some music. Thank you guys again. And I'll be on the air tonight at 10 p.m. with my usual radio stuff that I do, Blurred and Obscured. So thanks, everybody.
What's up, everyone? This is DJ Perro Caliente, and you're listening to my show, Secret Canine Agents, only on WFMU! Filling in for Carol and Cullen this evening. Oh, man. It feels great. It feels good. It feels good to be here, man. I'm with you until 8 p.m. Afterwards, it's Rock and Roller Derby with DJ Susie Hot Rod, so don't go anywhere. Keep it on the dial at 91.1 FM, or if you're online, wfmu.org, baby. Yeah. The song you just finished hearing was Kagami Jigoku by Yoshiko Sai off of their album Miko. Cold pick from the new bin, and I'm very glad I picked this one out as my transition song. So good, so good. Very, very good. All right. All right, let's get this show on the road with up next Symmetric with their song Calculation Theme. Thank you so much. This is DJ Perro Caliente, and you're listening to Secret Canine Agents only on WFMU. Bye-bye! Thank you.
as though it were easy for you to lead me. I could be passive, gracefully. Tonight, your ghost will ask my